Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna testify.
Do you have a picture of His Majesty the Rasta?
Yes, I have, Jalif.
And do you have a picture of His Majesty Dread?
Yes, I have, Jai's within I.
And do you have a picture of His Majesty Rasta?
Yes, I have.
Picture right.
taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world even with a jet card, David still proves the lie. Show them a picture of Celestia, then I tell them to protect the life. You know see him an ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Long in the ghetto we love concha tabaki, and the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, go make me market. Turn up the bass and the treble it's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I'll blast it. So tell me what the rasta asking, how I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the hate should be protected, the needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon tell me start a riot. Show them a picture of Celestia, then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see him an ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go save the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Celestia, him and the king of all kings. I tell them Celestia never dead. Rumor them a spread, they probably sick in a them head. Show them a picture of Celestia, then I tell them to protect their lives, yo. You don't see them an ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when I've gunshot a baki, and the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon a pass, give me the weed come market. You turn up the bass and treble make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I blast it. Yo, so you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So that's the eye, you show them the way, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a, hey. Show them a picture of Celestia, then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them an ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Long in the ghetto, long in the ghetto, yeah. We're gonna shut up, yeah. Another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on. Show them a, 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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them an ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. Drinking out me calabash it, me baba diva. Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yo. Don't say I never told you. Carry up my family there. That's how far I already know you. Bless you.
Lord of Lords and Savior. Lord of Lords and Savior. Lord of Lords and
King's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And I can't really...
El rey, bueno, la reina en este
caso. All right, the law. Don't you know, Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law.
Here, basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Israel, 1 to 22. Aba gadaha, wazahata, yakalama nasa, apa sakara shata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Aba gadaha, wazahata, yakalama nasa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta et ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pe sa sadai A kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau, 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 tau. Aba gadaha, wa zahat a, yakala mana, sa apa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Christian, Jews and Muslims living together and praying.
amen. Let's give thanks and praises. Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim. Jerusalem, here I am. Jerusalem, je t'aime. Jerusalem, here I am. Jerusalem, je t'aime. la yara kira dir.
Rastafari kalinim ja. Ima sheli yomeret melech hamlachim etil ha-reshaim. Ima
medaberet
al-Babilon. Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzar must lalaw hulu no yemenenaker.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Of Numbers. Here we are at Numbers chapter 22, picking up with verse 21. And here, Shema Yisrael, Shema. And here, Shema Yisrael, Shema. Here, give ear. Right here is the Shalishi Aliyah. Offering up an Afora here for this Shabbat Balak. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers. Here we are at Numbers chapter 22, picking up with verse 21 here for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Balak, Senbet Balak. Vayakam bil'am baboker, vayachbosh. Eta etono wa yelek im sare Moab. And Balaam the Elam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. Vayakam bi Elam baboker vayachevosh et etono vayelek im sare Moab. And Elohim's anger was kindled because he went, and the Malachi Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the Malachi Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Bilam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the Malachi Yahuwah, or the angel of Jehovah, stood in a path in the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the Malach Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, she thrust herself to the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the Malachi Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the Malach Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Yahweh Jehovah opened the mouth of the ass, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?" And Balaam said to the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee." And the ass said to Balaam, "Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine to this day? Was I ever wont to do so to thee?" And he said, "Nay." Then Yahuwah, Jehovah, opened eyes of Bilam, and he saw the Melaki Yoah, the angel of Jehovah, standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel, the Melaki Yoah, said to him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Bilam said to the Malachi Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahweh, I have sinned. I have puffed up, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the Malachi Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahweh, said to Bilam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him to a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said to Balaam, did I not earnestly send to thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not to me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? And Bilam and Balaam said to Balak, lo, look, I am come to thee. Have I now in power at all to say anything? The word that Elohim putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
I'm going to testify.
heaven and angels, whoever created the angels. So many angels, so many millions.
Another semester coming to a fulfillment right here. Like to zoom in, some things old, some things new, some things from our previous studies and what we've learned since then. I'd like to share this right here on this 40th degree of I and I sabbatical study here for Balak. Got Balak and Balad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
All scribes, take note, take note, take note right here.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
So this right here, this is from 2018, so I want to testify, see if our testimony right here, this sabbatical study still holds up and what we have learned since then. So here, 2018, audible right here, corresponding with this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong.
I'm going to testify.
Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this Porsche.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And this right here is a sabbatical. For this 40th sabbatical, Balak, sabbatical, first words, a reasonment right here.
Oh, shalom, chavarim, shalom, brothers and sisters, the Ras, Adonis, Tafara here, LJ Society.
At the 40th degree of Ionai sabbatical studies, sabbatical studies, sabbatical studies.
Oh, shalom, chavarim, shalom, brothers and sisters, the Ras, Adonis, Tafara here, LJ Society. So here, at the 40th degree of Ionai sabbatical studies, we have Balak, Balak, from Balak, Balak, Balak,
to annihilate, to waste. We have the Moabitish king, the Moorish, we can say, king. We have Balak. Balak here at this 40th degree of I-9 sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical study number 40 here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers at the Sefer Bamidbar, the cipher in the wilderness. So we touched on the Hebrew first words. So here's some of the first reasonings here at the 40th degree of I-9 sabbatical study. Once again, picking up with the first words. So here we pick up with Numbers chapter 22. Let's see where we left off from the previous. At the 39th degree, Chukat, the statute. Zot Chukat HaTorah. 39th degree, we left off at Numbers 22:1. And the children of Israel, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, they set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab. Now, it's very important when we're considering Moab, right, the plains of Moab, because Moab was the last spot, you could say, in the wilderness, right at the border of the Promised Land, the last spot of the 40 to 42 different spots that the Israelites over the 40 years encamped and moved around. In fact, Jah and the word pictures the children of Israel as going around and around and around in the wilderness. This is just like here in the wilderness of North America with the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel going around and around and around in the wilderness. And the last spot now, we have 40 years, roughly 38 to 40 years later, coming to the fulfillment of the bid that Israel had to do and did in the wilderness. Now remember, the connection is with the spies. Remember the 10 Israelitish spies that told lies concerning the Promised Land and the children of Israel's ability to conquer the Promised Land. It reminds me even of today of the Israelites that ain't right, of what they have said concerning Africa, in particular concerning Ethiopia, the King of Kings, and I Rastafari. But mainly it is the same uckery, the same lachatiyat as we had in the wilderness. Now this is what actually contributed directly and led the evil report of the spies that told lies, and the fact that the children of Israel, they exercised their democratic right and they went along with the majority, and the majority was wrong. And a generation was in the wilderness penitentiary. The wilderness became a penitentiary for the children of Israel, the very same children of Israel that Jah had brought up and out of Egypt. But we learn from the example, from the narrative, and also summarized in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, that because of their lack of emunah, their lack of admittance in the truth, their lack of admittance in Yahweh, truth and life, there was a generation. Now, we look at the generation in the wilderness, the 40-year generation, we cannot help but see the resonance or the reflection within the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel, so-called black people in the Americas and the Caribbean, carried beyond the trans-Ethiopic ocean slave trade. The ocean was known as the Ethiopian or the Ethiopic Ocean. That's significant, because Daniel's prophecy says that they will seek to change laws and time in order to confound and confuse Joshua's hearts and minds. But here we are in the 399th year as of 2018. This is the 399th year. Now, when we look at that here, in this time-space continuum, and in the study of the Torah, and in the study of the narrative, we find that the children of Israel are at the 38th, 39th of the 40-year bid, a generation. So here we have the fifth section of the book. Here we are at the fifth section of the fourth book of Moshe, fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers, namely chapter 22, verse 1 to chapter 33, verse 56. So what do we have here? Here it traces, picking up from the beginning, the head of the chapter, which was the end of the previous Torah portion. Then when we get to verse 2 of Numbers chapter 22, we pick up with the 40th degree of the sabbatical study, the weekly Torah portion, number 40, Balak. Now, Balak son of Zippor is a Moabitish king. He's a Moabite king. Now, the connection with Moab, the Moors, also becomes very interesting for us in this wilderness, the wilderness of North America. So here, picking up the fifth section of the book of Numbers and doing the math on Numbers, we are tracing the Israelite activities in what is known as the Transjordan. Now, it's hard to determine exactly how long the children of Israel were in the Transjordan region, but a good amount of time must have elapsed for the number of moves. Looking at the number of moves from the previous Torah portion segueing into this Torah portion that they made, as well as the wars they fought. Now, from the previous Torah portion reading and feeding, we have the deaths of two of the three leaders, we can say, in total, but Moshe is the main leader. Moshe is the hero, the hario. He is the chosen, the elect. He still liveth at this point in our narrative. But Aharon, Moses' brother, and Miriam and Aharon had passed away. Now, we pointed out Micah chapter 6, verse 4, just for the background study and comparison. Now, there's a considerable amount of information, right, of intel or information that is available on this section of the book for brothers and sisters who would like to go into a little more study about this. Now, some connect this with the problem of the curse. The curse, we say the consequences for the decisions. Remember the children of Israel from the previous Torah portion reading and feedings? They made a democratic decision. They voted. So democracy is not a new thing, right? But the voice of the people is not always the voice of the God. Let's just point it out. That saying that a lot of people, and even a lot of Rastas and others would quote, the voice of the people is the voice of God, actually comes from the Roman phrase, vox populi, vox Dei. The Roman or Latin phrase vox, voca, invoke, voc, voca, voice, vox populi, or the popular voice, vox Dei, is the voice of God. The popular voice is not always John's choice. Let's just repeat that. That the popular voice or the popular decision is not always, and many times it's in this fallen world of flesh, you know, the flesh and the devil system, the world, the flesh and the satanic seclora, is not usually Jah's choice. So the people made a choice. They made a choice to listen to the majority, and that majority was the 10 spies, the 10 Israelite spies that brought back lies and evil report of the Canaan, the Canaanite land or the promised land. Now, what's so very interesting for us, when we really look at I and I roots as who we be, as once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel, and let's connect some of the roots right here, brothers and sisters, that we are looking at. We have Noble Drew Ali right here for the Moabite and the Moorish, to link the Moabite and the Moorish connection, and linking the Moabite and the Moorish connection right here. Let's see if we have... Let's see if we can bring this up. Okay, that's out of Egypt. Let's share this right here. This is a very interesting, there we go right there. That is circa, what you're looking at is circa 1929. Circa 1929, I think the actual, either photographer, we have that from the photographic plates, they have 1928, 29. I think what I recall is 1929. This is very interesting, because what we're looking at is the black Jews of Harlem. The community that would be known as the Black Jews of Harlem, those of whom we say we, the Black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. But this is circa 1928, 1929. Now, if we look at the banner, which is in the background, now there's some very interesting things in the picture, you know, learning to study and read the picture. In fact, this is 1929, and we see that we, the Black Jews, right here, when you look in here, this is what one would call the State of Israel flag. But here's a little so-called, quote, maybe challenge or a little problematic with that. If you think that these, we, the black Jews, are taking after them, the Khazarians or others, because this is before the State of Israel. This is 1929. This is Harlem. This is this wilderness, the wilderness of North America. But let's look at the sign. What does the sign actually say? The sign says the Moorish Zionist Temple of the Moorish Jews, 127 West 137th Street. Now, this is Harlem, New York. This is what would become known as the Commandment Keepers Congregation of the Living God, led by Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthew. Now, the very important connection with Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthew and Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, the first black rabbi, I rabbi, who derives his authority from the occupant of the throne of David in the tops of the mountains that we know as Ethiopia. So thus we have the prophetic word of the Psalms of David, Psalm 68, verse 31. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So look at this right here. We have the Moorish. Now the Moorish, you see the Moorish Zionist temple. And then let's zoom in right here so that ones can see this even much more clear. All right, the Moorish Zionist temple of the Moorish Jews. Now, one year later, this is very interesting. 1 year later, zoom out a little bit right here. We can see the Bema, right, the pulpit right here, the Bema, right. And this is Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthews, or as we refer to as Rabbi Matthew. We have Rabbi Matthew right here, right? But notice the Moorish. Now, the Moorish link with the Moors, and the Moorish link with Moab is brought out and has already been expounded by Noble Drew Ali and the Moorish Science Temple of America. But 1 year later, we would have this. Let's bring this up right here so that one can see what would occur 1 year later. Right, 1 year later, the proper connection, right, with we the black Jews in the line of the tribe of Judah and Ethiopia, as per Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of Ethiopia, the male children of Israel, would be made. So now this is from the congregation, right, after 1930. Now, why is 1930 significant? Why is 1929 significant? The stock market crash, the dark day, right? 1928, Rastafari becomes Negus. Negus. Ras Tefari becomes Negus Tefari, King Tefari, when in 1920, let's close this out right here. We're out of Egypt right here. We're in the wilderness. We're at the edge, right? We're at the edge of the promised land, right? We're at the edge of the promised land. Let's see if we can bring this these are some of the works right here, brothers and sisters. Seeking to just, okay, here we go right here. Boom. All right, so now looking at this prophetic picture. Amen. Looking at this prophetic picture right here, right, in 1930, from 1930 onward, the community that was called the Moorish Zionist Temple. Now, just the word sound. We have the Moorish Science Temple. We hear about that. But here we showed you the art and fact, the artifact, right, the picture having the inscription, the Moorish Zionist scientist, Zionist temple. So that connection with the Moorish identity is interesting if we know who the Moors are biblically and scripturally. And then if we also connect who the Moors, especially the Moors of America, became known, and their particular teaching in connection with the true teaching, the word rightly divided of this Torah portion and of these Torah portions here in I Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, right, for we, the Ethiopian Hebrews. So now, after 1929, the community would be known as the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, right, the Royal Order. This is from the window right there, the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews Incorporated. It says INC. We'll zoom it in much more so that ones and ones can see it a little bit more clearly. The Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews Incorporated. It says services, right? The services, the Friday Eve services, 8 p.m., the Sabbath services, basically announcing and giving the information to the community of when the Sabbath services, the Friday evening services, just as we have the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. That's the beginning of the Shabbat time. But the important thing is that after the coronation of the Negus, after the coronation of the king, even after the coronation of the king anointed, the king Messiah, even the king of kings, the connection of the Moorish Zionist temple of the Moorish Jews was upgraded to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And we also have the prophetic timeline, the prophecy and the narrative, the prophetic word in fulfillment, being fulfilled as well. And this is why we make emphasis, right, to Amos 9 and 7, and also elaborate on the many areas of the coincidence. Well, beyond coincidence. It's beyond coincidence. It's a divine conspiracy, the fulfillment of the prophecy fulfilled in His Divine Majesty, Kamawi Hala Selassie. So here's the key connection and link right here, just to show these things, because it's important to get that context. When we're speaking about this particular Torah portion, right, when we're speaking about Balak, the Balak Torah portion. But we're also speaking about where the children of Israel are presently within their wilderness, or within the wilderness sojourn of the children of Israel. So we have to see how the history and the prophecy corresponds, right, to fulfill the mystery of His Majesty, or that which is biblically, scripturally known as the mystery of God in Christ. So now that's the context right there as we continue with some of the first reasonings on the first words here. So the last area, so the Moab becomes like the last of all the wandering. They reach the Moab degree, right? And they're on this side of the Jordan. And basically the promised land is, as they would say, a hop, skip, and a jump, right? It's right there. This is like they're right there, ready to cross over. They're right there, ready to enter into the promised land. So Moab, in that sense, becomes the connection with the final place that the children of Israel are in the plains of Moab before they are ready to cross over, right, to cross over and go over to the other side. And we have this also fulfilled within this wilderness experience of the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel. We also have this with Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford. He was one who crossed over, right, crossed over the so-called Atlantic, but more correctly, the Ethiopic Ocean, right, to the continent of Ethiopia, called nowadays Africa, but to the promised land east of the River Nile. So we see this connection right here, just at a basic historical, just give some of the historical narrative, and one might say, well, why with Balak do you have Noble Drew Ali? What is the connection are you seeking to make with Noble Drew Ali and Balak? Well, let's get into some of more of the first words and the first reasonings right here. So what we have in this first part, introducing the characters. So we first have to introduce the characters and the sets, right? The characters and to set the stage for the oracles, for the Rhema word, for the Torah, right? The Torah be'al-peh, the Torah of the mouth, the Rhema, what is known as that Rhema word. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahuwah, right? From the mouth of He who be HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem. So the first part, introducing the characters and setting the stage. So we're seeking to set the stage right here for the oracle, right? And the oracles. Now, it can be divided. We can divide this into four sections. Four sections, picking up with this fourth book of Moshe here at the 40th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, here at Numbers chapter 22. There's four sections. The first is the invitation decline. The invitation decline, verses 1 to 4. The second part would be the invitation extended in verses 15 to 21. And then we have Jah being the op for Balaam. Jah becoming the op for Balaam or Balaam in verses 22 to 35. And Balaam or Balaam meets Balak, where Balaam meets with Balak. So another question to come in, who and what is Balaam? But we still are considering the Moab connection, making the Moab and the Moorish connection, especially for we, the ones who are now found, the black sheep of the Beit Israel, in this wilderness, in this Midbar or Bemidbar, as we have here in the Sefer Bemidbar, the cipher in the wilderness, the book in the wilderness, otherwise known as the fourth book of Moses, the book of Numbers. Now, the first verse leading into the second verse. The first verse, as we are looking at right here, it gives us the context, right? Giving us the context and the connection. Once again, from the top, it says, and the children of Israel, right? And the children of Israel set forward. So what we have right here is the children of Israel circa 1929. Now, the key year is the year, the acceptable year of Yahweh, the acceptable year of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, truth and life, of He who He be, His divine majesty, and that would be the year 1930. And we have the November 2nd, 1930, the crowning of the Negus, the crowning of the king, even the crowning of the king of kings. Then we come to 1930, right? When we come to 1930, we see this growth and this change right here. So let's bring this up right here, and the children of Israel set forward. So what we have right here is the children of Israel, right, readying to set forward the Moorish Zionist temple of the Moorish Jews. Because, see, we are Jews, Yehudi, Judahites of the line of the tribe of Judah, but where were they dwelling? They were dwelling, as we have right here in this Torah portion, and the children of Israel set forward and pitched. Pitched mean they dwelt, they set up their tents, you know, they in camp, they lodged in the plains, right? The plains are known as the Araba. The Araba. Now, Araba is a desert as well. There's a difference, and we're going to get into the difference. What's the difference, Kabarim, take note, what's the difference between the Midbar, which is wilderness, and also sometimes interpreted, translated as desert, and the Araba? Araba. We have the Araba here. The plains are the Araba, right? Generally, it's like a sterile valley. There's a difference between the Midbar and the Araba. So now Israel is setting forward, right? It's setting forward and dwelling or setting up their tents, right? Pitching their tents in the plains. So the connection of the Arab, we can say the Arab, the Moorish, Mohammedan connection, even with the idea of the plains here. It could have had the word Sada for plains, but here it has the word Araba, a desert, because the connection with the differences of the environment as well as of the people, a sterile valley of the Jordan and its continuation to the Eritrean Sea, the Yam Suf or the Etara Bahir. So they pitched where? They pitched in the plains of Moab on this side. Notice there is this side and there is that side of the Jordan. Right, there is this side and there is that side of the Jordan. So they pitched where? They pitched on this side, right? On this side of the Jordan. So here we also have the word Eber, which means a region across, like Ebra, Hebrew, Ebra, to cross over. But on this side, as we have this photographic evidence and testimony circa 1929, right, of a community of we, the black Jews of Harlem, pitching their tents on this side of the Jordan as well, right, on this side of the Jordan. Now, I think at this particular time, we have the first black rabbi, speaking of Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, having crossed over to that side and leaving behind in charge of the community Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthew, who we see right here. As we mentioned before, note the flag in the background. Note that ones will say that's the Israeli or the State of Israel flag. Well, yes, for the true black state, the black state of Israel. This is before the State of Israel, right? And this is also before they had adopted, the Khazarians and the other Jews, the European Jews, this flag. Here is also testimony to whom it belongeth. This is circa, as we said, 1929. This is not post-1948. This is nearly 20 plus years before that. So we see both the word. Let's bring this up. We have the word here in Numbers chapter 22 and 1, that Israel is moving forward. Israel is pitching their tent. Now, also what's important is that all of the black Hebrew and black Israelite communities of today owe a Torah Hashem, a thanks and praise to the Elohim of Israel for this particular community and for that which they stood. In fact, all of the Hebrew Israelite, the Israelite or black people with the connection over here in the Americas and the Caribbean to the Israelite and the Hebrew tribe owes their, you could say, sense of identity to what this community that we are showing right here represents. In other words, they are the precursors, you know, the ones who went before, the forerunners, right, of the Hebrew Israelitish, right, so all of the Israelite communities. But some of them reject for various spurious and just crazy reasons, you know, what this community, the black Jews, but it's because they were right and exact, and as we pointed out, they would make the fuller connection with the time-space continuum prophetic the prophetic narrative that we have in Amos 9 and 7. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? So we see that connection as well. Right, we have that connection. We have it right here, the royal order. Let's just zoom in right there, the royal order, right, of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So now they had crossed from this side to that side, the beginning, the way over. It's like the Israelites we see within the narrative. When we study the fuller narrative, all the places that they were at, where they had went, you know, what they had experienced, right? And after all, after 1930, the Negus, the king Messiah, the anointed king, is upon that throne of David, right? So we also have that fulfilled as well. So the community no longer being known as the Moorish, right? Because during that time, as we see right here, right, the children of Israel, let's show this right here, the children of Israel from Numbers 22 and 1, and the children of Israel set forward. So they're moving forward. So we move forward from the Moorish Zionist temple, Moorish Jews, identical. We move forward from pitching our tents in the plains of Moab, right? In the plains of Moab. Now, the next question is, who is Moab? Who is Moab, Chaberim? What is the Moabite relationship to the Israelite identity? It's like when we say, you may be my color, but you're not my kind. In other words, you may be my color, like you may be black or brown like me, but your tribe, your affiliation is different. You have your family, right? Now, can we work together? Well, perhaps. Now, see, the Israelites were such-minded. Let's work with our mispakot, our extended circle of relations. We have this amongst the Israelites. We have it even from the previous Torah portion, even with Edom, even with Edom. So it's not that we do not present the olive leaf. The children of Israel presented the olive leaf. But other nations, other blacks, even the Moabites, the Moorish, don't like to call themselves black. You know, specifically nowadays, Noble Drew Ali and different Moorish camps, so forth and so on. But just to make that connection, because many have sought to give you a false narrative to the events of the black Jews of Harlem, of the Moorish Zionist Jews, the Moorish Jews, and who they really be, and the significance of the Ethiopian connection. The Torah studies, Jaward study, shows us who we be. So right here, they're on this side, Jordan, by Jericho. Remember Jericho? Remember Jericho Wall? What was the first place that fall? Jericho Wall. So we see that particular connection right there. So here we have the first verse, why Yisra'u b'nei Yisrael, Why Yechnu, be Arabot, in the desert, be Arabot of Moab, in the waste places, in the deserts, the sterile valleys of Moab, right here. It says, May Eber, Le Yardain, Yerecho, Jericho, by Jericho. Jordan of Jericho, Jordan by Jericho. Now, here is where we pick up, right, with this Torah portion, reading and feeding. Here's what we pick up with the 40th. Now, also keep in mind numbers, the math, that we have the 40th portion here, and we are at the 40th year, right? We are like at the 29th, I think the 40th in the narrative is the 40th year. We're at the 40th year within the narrative. So it's also important to see where we're at within the particular narrative right here, as we pick up with this 40th Torah portion, reading and feeding. Balak. Let's see, where is the Hebrew? Let's just bring up the Hebrew so that ones can see what the key word is. Balak. These letters. Balak. Balak to annihilate. Balak to waste. Balak. Right? And Balak, the son of Zippor, he saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. This is an interesting way to pick up and begin this Torah portion, reading and feeding, ain't it, brothers and sisters? And Balak saw. So the key word, the distinct word for this 40th Torah portion is Balak, waster, the waster, devastator, Balak, a Moabitish king, Balak, a Moor, Balak. So what is the prophetic Noble Jew Ali Balak connection? What is the connection with the black Jews of Harlem, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, circa 1929, being in the plains of the Arabot of Moab, i.e. the Moorish Zionist temple of the Moorish Jews of Harlem. Then, after the coronation of the King Messiah, the Negus, the King of Kings, to be known as the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the Commandment Keepers Congregation of the Living God, we the Black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw. So Balak, the son of Zippor, all these are key words to study, brothers and sisters, the metaphysical of Balak, Zippor or Zippor, right, and the Amorites. So Balak had seen all that the children, right, that Israel, rather, in this sense, that Israel, as one man, that Yisrael, had done to the Amorites. See, the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding, we have the victories. As the penitentiary years of the children of Israel, and one generation, also we have the generation to consider the generation gap. We got to mind the gap. We got to mind the generation gap. Even right here, we have the black generation gap. We're even right here in the wilderness of North America and amongst the black and the brown, lost, found, we have this generation gap. One generation go and another generation has come along. So a whole generation wandered from place to place, 42 or so sets of places around and around in the wilderness until all the men of war had perished in the wilderness. Now we have a new generation coming to the fulfillment of 40 years. Here we're in the 39th of the 40 years in real time here in 2018, just to testify and be a witness to that. So, and Balak, the son of Zippor, he saw. Looking at the Hebrew, let's just look at the Hebrew, scrutinize the Hebrew right here. It says, Wayera Balak. And he saw Balak, Bein Zippor, and he saw, beginning with the faculty of sight. Seeing of sight. What did Balak see? What did he saw? What did the Moors see, right, in the mid to late 20s? Right? What did Nobuju Ali see? Is Nobuju Ali, can we liken him, right, to the Balak? Or what is that link with that Balak and Moab and Moor connection? Right? Now, as we mentioned, Moab, what is the relationship of Moab? Right? What is the relationship of Moab? Well, let's go right here. First things first. Let's look at Balak, shall we? The metaphysics of Balak. Balak, from the Hebrew, means emptier. Balak means emptier, waster, spoiler, devastator, or like we like to say, waster or de-waster. De-waster, the waster, the destroyer. He's a king of Moab who was frightened. He was frightened because of Israel's victories. Could we look at this like Nobuju Ali concerning we, the children of the Ethiopians? Have you looked at their doctrine, right, vis-a-vis the children of the Ethiopians? So the children of the Ethiopians' connection of Nobuju Ali and the Moorish or the Moabite dread, even as we read and as it's read here, with the history that we already showed you previously, is also very interesting. A king of Moab, a ruling intelligence of Moab, of the Moors, who was frightened or dreaded because of Israel, the children of the Ethiopians, the victories. Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of Ethiopians, the male children of Israel, and John Sight. If he's frightened, Nobuju Ali, and speaks ill or negative. Now, we haven't even gotten into the whole Moors, you know, fez-wearing Moors, in the godless and creeping coup against his divine master, the invasion of Ethiopia, the fascist invasion, you know, the fez wears. We didn't even get into that just yet, because that's coming in a couple of years, in other words, ahead within the narrative. But it's pointing to the 1929, linking with this 38th, 39th year that we have within the Torah portion narrative, right, and the plains of Moab connection. So we have him fighting against Israel, and he tried to hire Balaam to curse the men, the B'nai, the sons, the men of Israel, that he might defeat them. So we have this picking up with Numbers 22 and 2 to Numbers 24 and 25. Now, metaphysically speaking, Balak means to empty or to waste, to run something out, to void, in a sense, Hebraically, of destructive, a wasting thought. For all the positive that ones might say Nobuju Ali or the Moors and the Moorish science represent, when you really look at their doctrine and their wasteful hatred of the children of the Ethiopians and thus the undermining of the children of Israel, the word is right and exact.
But this wasting thought, it rules the carnal mind. It rules the carnal mind or the fleshy mind. As Ayinai Rastafari said, Ayinai, I want no carnal mind. So Moab, according to the glory of his majesty, would represent that carnal mind. And this is that which Balak was king of, was the ruling intellect, the ruling intelligence of, the ruling intelligence of the fleshy or the carnal mind. So what we have right here is like what the scripture says in the Brit Chadasha, is like the children of the spirit being opposed and their ops being the children of the flesh.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Chain and a ring, the chain and a ring up you go to the mountain. You can't go a Zion with no portable phone. Portable phone up you go left back around. Can't go a Zion with no big rusty nine. The big rusty nine up you go left back behind. But Emperor Selassie is a pure and divine. Empress Amiga splendid all the time. Look into the scriptures and see where you find. Look into Revelation chapters 5 verse 5. The same root as David as Solomon line. Solomon seed and that a Solomon spine. A vengeance recipes and certain cure roots fine. And come down daddy two man say one more time.
Ooh, the prophet has rise again.
Portable phone, portable phone, a figure.
rusty nine. The big rusty nine, a figure. So, give me the microphone and make me burn down Rome. And all of the churches will cast them stone. And fight against the lion of the royal throne. The Vatican City becomes the danger zone. The world become a graveyard of skulls and bones. And Mount Zion, it is the safest ground. Upon the only mountain, the city was found. That's where the most I choose to wear him crown.
The prophet has rise again.
Yes. Can't go to Zion. The Moabite Mind, Damien, Junior Gone, Marley, and Chew Stick right there with Carnal Mind. Bringing out a Rhema tune right there here with this 40th degree of our sabbatical study. Balak, fretful Moabite king, who called on Balaam to curse the B'nai Yisrael, curse Israel. But here, we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, right here. Yes, sir.
Bonum again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9.
Psalm 8.
Mizmor Het. Lamnatseya. Al Hagittit. Mizmor LeDavid. LeDavid.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Yes. Often we like to share on the rock tune by Movado. The opening lyrics, relics coming from today's daily psalm, Psalm 8.
Yeah. And everything fail, and everything fail. To move on from the calling of my time to take my life, I want to go out here. Them want to go out here. Helicopter in the air, helicopter in the air. Bright light and China girl, bright light and China girl. Them sell nobody move, nobody run. From the river to the bank, clock down. Them don't want to be done, cause I was on the run, on the run.
I'm never looking for money, where I'm in the sky. sentiu da youth. Look how much the length the land now where them now follow. If revolution to the start, everything up can fly out. The last behind, see you will guide me. Be my guidance, take the salvation for me. See you will guide me. Be my guidance, so they could never stop me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock.
مزمور حت لم نتسيا لم نتسيا لم نتسيا لم نتسيا على هجديد مزمور لداويد 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 لداويد.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
See you guide me, be my guide, and create a salvation for me. See you will guide me, be my guide, and know that you never stop me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock.
Love the tune by Mavado, On the Rock, beginning off with Selassie. He says, Baby G, he says, yeah. He says, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, my name is so excellent throughout this earth. Selassie, Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance, greater salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance. No, they can never stop me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock, higher than I and I, higher than I and I. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Jehovah, guide me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock. Go tell my enemies, I'm on the rock. Selassie guides me, and I made them can't stop. I would never look back. That opening, the opening verses right there, Mavado, on the rock. Selassie, Baby G, yay, yay, I. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. This here calls to I and I, heart and mind, when I and I hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm.
Psalm VIII. It's the paradox, the theme, the paradox of man. Bamaringa, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have the theme, Yefetari Gurma. Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurmawi, Gurmawi, Gurmawi Hoy, oh, Majesty, Gurmawi Chan Hoy, Gurmawi Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty. We have Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurma, Yefetari, Fetari. Fetari is creator, Tefari is to be reverent, reverenced, respected, Rastafari, the head to be reverenced, the head to be respected, also in the sense of self-respect, in the subjective sense, self-respect. Here we have Fetari, Fetari, Fetari is creator, and Tefari is to be he who is to be reverenced, respected. So we have Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, even the blameless Irator, because man was not emanated from a deity. Man was created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. Man was not emanated from a deity, but the true deity or divinity emanates from the true man. Yefetari Gurma Befitretu lie upon his creation. Fitret, Fitretu. Today's daily song, Lamnatseyah Al HaGitit Mizmor LeDawi, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, musical director, upon the Gitit. Al HaGitit, a song for the harvest time, for trotting the wine press. This is linked with the trotting of the wine press. Al HaGitit, we have Bewashint, Bamarinya, signifying upon the flutes in the connection with the harvest, the wine season, even this season, as we count the Omer in this particular season to the harvest season, the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat complete. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Adonain, Yahweh, Adonainu. Oh, he who be, who he be, Yod, hey, we, hey, Adonain, Adonain, I and I, Adon, I and I, sovereign, I and I, Lord, Mahadir, how glorious, Mahadir, how excellent, Mahadir, Shemeka, Shemeka is the eyes, Shem is the Hashem, is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Shemeka, Shemeka, Bekol Haaret, Ashatina, Hodeka, Al Hashemayim, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set above the Shemayim, Al Hashemayim, above the heavens. How excellent, how glorious, how excellent is the I name, his I and I name, even I and I, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Yahuwah, Adonain, Yahweh, Adonain, Mahadir, Shemeka, Bekol Haaretz, Ashetina, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim. Today's daily song. In this hymn, to the sovereign creator, to the blameless creator, the blameless Irator, the psalmist and I and I, praises, give eyes to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's majesty, and marvels and the wonders, and we marvel that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, has given to the human being, given to man dominion, dominion over the created order, the created order. Mahadir, Mahadir, Mahadir,
How excellent, how adir, how wide, how large, how powerful, how wide, how large, how powerful, how excellent, how famous, how gallant, how glorious, how goodly, how lordly, how mighty, how noble, how principal, how worthy. Adar. We have Adar. Adar in the Hebrew means to expand, to be great, to be magnificent, glorious, honorable. Mah, what Adir, what excellence, what glory, what majesty, what praises. The precise meaning, some would say, of some of the terms here, the Gittit, linking with the Gat and the wine press, might seem a little cryptic, but in the connection of the season, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in the season directly is connected with the harvest, the wine, right? Trotting the wine press, right? The wine vats, Al-Hagittit, right? The plural form of the title, it emphasizes Yod-Heh Wah-Heh's absolute sovereignty. Also, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How awesome, Mahadir, how majestic, Shemeka, the Hashem, the Shem, Shem, the name, which here stands, some say, metonymically for Ha-Elohim, the true goods, his rep, his reputation, which give your majesty, you give your majesty on the heavens. Asher, Asher, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Adonainu, Ainai, Adon, Mahadir, how excellent. Shemeka is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earthly plane. Asher, the one who Tina, Tina gives, sets, Hodeka, Hodeka, your majesty, your Hod, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim, who gives, he who be, who he be the one who Asher, Tina, Hodeka, who gives his male majesty, Tina, Tina. See, the form, some amend this here to natata, natata, to give, or titain, titain, the imperfect form, titain. See, the introductory, Asher, Ehya, Asher, Ehya, I am that I am, I be who I be. Asher, Asher in the Hebrew means which or who. So it can be taken as a relative pronoun, you who, you are the one who, or a casual conjunction in the sense of the Hebrew, because of what you have done, of what he who be who he be. One may literally translate you who, or because you place your majesty, Asher Tina Hodeka Al HaShemayim, because you place Hodeka, the eyes majesty, Al HaShemayim, above the Shemayim, the heavens, placing majesty upon, in Numbers 27 and 20, that sense of placing majesty upon. In First Chronicles 29 and 25, placing majesty upon. Here we have the first verse, especially in the translation, that first verse leading to the second verse. Mipi, mipi, olelim, mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of olelim, out of the mouth of babes, mipi, olelim, mife, mife, olelim, mifi, mipi, from the af, the fe, up, be, be, according to the pointing. Here we have the pointing of mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of babes, with yonakim, with the yonkim, and suckling
Yesadita Oz. Hast thou founded, like a foundation, a groundation? Hast thou ordained, Yasad, the root Hebrew term is Yasad, to set. Set literally, or set figuratively, to be founded, to also to sit down together, to settle, to consult, to appoint, to take counsel, to establish, to lay the foundation, lay for a foundation, a groundation, also in the sense of instruction, to ordain, to set. Mipi or lilim, out of the mouth of babes, little infants, with your nikim and suckling children. Yisadita, the eye has set. Yisadita, oz. You have set strength, oz. Lipma'an, because of Lima'an, Sorereka, because of thine adversaries has found strength, because of thy adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger, Lihashbit Oyev. Lihashvit oyev umita nakem. You establish strength because of your foes. The meaning of the statement, some say it's unclear to them, but it's clear to us. See, the present translation, following the reading of the LXX and the Metzav Kedus, it has praise. Ainos in place of Oz, as Miskana in place of Oz. Praise, Isis, thanksgiving in place of strength. So it's that thanksgiving, thanks and praises out of the mouth of the infants, the babes, and the suckling children. He must be born again, that he has founded strength, Yisadita Oz, founded strength to cause, to cease an enemy and an avenger. See, the singular forms are often in the collective sense, the Nakeim, the avenger. Here, the connection with Psalm 44 and 16. We have Psalm 44 and 16. Now this is the bait. This right here is the bait verse, the second verse in the English, but bringing us here to the third verse Hebraically. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which the eye has established, and seen.
Here, let's ride out with them Harik from the Metzav Kedus. Right there, they're comparing the Hebrew with the Royal Amharic. But here, riding up double Y,
some people still searching for this truth here. which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yeah, yeah, Simon, Rastafari, hear this. Yes, sir.
مزمور سم لمزمران عليك آه بواشين يداوت مزمور عبيتو جيتاتشين سمي بمدر هلو جيك تمثل مسغانا بسماعوت لاي كف كف قلوات تهت آنا تنناك ميت أبو لجو چاف مسغانا نازدگاج سلت ألا ألا تنناك إمن يال لما لما يت آسو چهن سرا سماعوت چن بايهو جيجي چرك آن الناك واكبتن أنتي سر رحات چون حسوزن سومن دنو تبو بنيوزن دي سومن من دنو كملاعك تجيك تكي تحسان نسو بكبر النابة مسيقانا زود كاليالكو بجوتشهم سرا هلو لاي شومكو هلو الكادرو اتشوبتاك اسقزة هلو بجوتشنم ناموتشنم هلو دغمو ميمت ربداون انساسوش يسماينم وفوش يبهرم آسوش ببهر منقدي مهدونم هلو عبيتو جيتاكشن سمه بمدر هلو اتجك تمثل
Psalm 8 O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth,
Mizmor het, lam natseyah al hadditi, mizmor le David. Adonai, Adonenu, ma adbir shimcha bechol haaret, asher tena hodecha al hashamayim. Mipi olelim v'yonekim yissat ta'oz lema'am tzorerecha, lehashbit oyev u'mitnatkem. תראה שמך מעשה את צבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שטה תחת רגליו. צונא ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, 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 and another tongue, to this place, to this place, to
I'm turned. Anayist Elin. Today's daily song. Daily song according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here after the order of Melchizedek. We have Ms. Mordek. 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 Anayist Elin. Today's daily song. Today's daily according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here after the order of Melchizedek. We have Ms. Mordek. Cement. Cement. Simlanta, Tainais Elin, today's daily song. Today's daily according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. He after the order of Melchizedek. Order of Melchizedek. Order of Melchizedek. Today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. He after the order of Melchizedek. We have Mezmor Cement. From the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms, the vocal intonation, the chants of Dawit, the well beloved. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, Mezmor Cement. Is theme Yefet Ari Gurma. The Fitretu Lai. Yeah, Fetari, Fetari, the creator, Fetari, yeah, Fetari, of the creator, Gurma, the majesty, the Gurma, the amazingness, the majesty of the creator, even the irator, the blameless creator, yeah, Fetari, Gurma, the Fitretu Lai, the Fitretu, Fitret, Fitret, the creation, Fitretu, his creation, the Fitretu, upon the creation, the Fitretu Lai, above, above his creation, his creation, his Yefet Ari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, of the irator, Yefet Ari Gurma, Befitretu Lai, the majesty of the creator above, upon his creation. Today's daily psalm also has the theme of the paradox of man, the paradox of man. Make I ride up, make I begin. Besama'ab, we'welid, we'menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source. Here, picking up with the superscription to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Cement, Psalm 8, Lemezem Ran Aleka, to the chief musician, Lemezem Ran Aleka, to the chief chanters, the vocal intonators, Lemezem Ran Aleka. The musical director, Be'washint, on the flutes, Be'washint, yeah, Dawit of David Mezmor, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, for the leader, and the translation for the leader, for the chief musician, upon Gittit. Now, Gittit related to Gat in the Hebrew, the vine, the wine vats, the harvest is a harvest, for harvest season, even for the reason for this season, the Gittit, Al HaGittit in the Hebrew. Here we have in the Metzav Kedus, Negus Neges Turgum, we have Be'washint upon the flutes, a psalm of David to the chief musician upon Gittit, a psalm of David for the superscription to today's daily psalm, the paradox of man, Yefet Ari Gurma, Befitretu Lai, the majesty of the creator, upon above his creation, creation, creation. Lemezem Ran Aleka, Be'washint, Yeh Dawit, Mezmor, Kuter And, verse 1. Abetu Getachin, Simih, Lemidrahulu Ijiga, Temesegene, Temesegene, Miskana, Besamayoch like have kept below Alina. Avetu Getachin, O Lord, our Lord, Avetu, O our Father, his father, father of the bait, Abetu Getachin, I and I sovereign, I and I Lord, Getachin, Simith, the eyes name, the eyes male name, Simith, the midr hulu ijiga temesegene, ijig, very much his praise, the midr hulu in all the earth, in all the earthly plain. KJV translates, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Abetu Getachin, Simih Bemidr Hulu Ijiga Temesegene, Miskana, the eyes praise, eyes Miskana, 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 the eyes male praise, Besamayoch Lai, upon the heavens, Besamayoch Lai, Kef Kef Belo Alina, who has set thy glory above the heavens, who has set thy praises. Now, it's interesting, this word, even the Hebrew, some translations say, whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens, whose majesty, whose glory is displayed. Here we have, who has set thy glory, in the KJV, Bamarinya, the word here, the key word, corresponding to the Hebrew, Adir, Adir, Adir in the Hebrew, Mahadir Shemeka, Bekol Haaret. Here we have Miskana, Miskana,
Ta'aimel praises Besamayuch Lai Kef Kef Belo Alina Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Ka hits anatina kamit avula joch af, miskana nazagaja, silet alati, alatina kimenyan, lemat fat. Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Ka hits anatina kamit avula joch af. From infants, babes, hits anat, ka hits anatina, and kamiat abu alijoch, and suckling children, af, mouth, out of the mouth of babes, infants, and suckling little children. Miskana azagaje, azagaje, miskana, miskana. Praise, thanks, and praise, thanksgiving, and praises. Miskana azagaje, silet alate. You have prepared miskana, praises, eyes, praises, thanks. Sila concerning telati, telati, concerning the eyes, male enemy, because of thine enemies. In the KJV it says, ordain strength, hast thou found strength because of thine adversaries, because of thy haters. Sila telati, telatinak imenyan, lematfat, that, so that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. KJV brings it out. From Arini, the Metzchav Kedus, we have Telatina, Telat, the enemy, Telatina, and Kimenyan, Kimenyan, the avenger, le matfat, to destroy, to perish, to cause, to get lost, the enemy and the avenger that I has prepared. Kahitz anatina kamit abu lejoch af miskanan azegadje silet alati alatina kimenyan lematfat kuter source. Verse 3. Yet atochehin saras mayochina bayahugize cherek anna kawakibitina ante yesarahachewin. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou, the eye, male, hast ordained. Yet atochehin, and of thy fingers, thy male fingers, yet atochehin sera, the work of thy fingers. Yet atochehin sera. Samayochin, the heavens, the Samayoch, Samayochin, Bayahu Gize, Bayahu Gize, Bayahu Gize, when I, Ayahu, when I see, in the time that I see, in time that I see the heavens, the work of the I, male fingers, the Cherekha of the moon, Cherekha, and Kawakibitin, Kawakibit, and the Kokoboch, Kokobim, Kawakibit, and the stars. Ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be who he be. Ante, the I, male. Ante, yesarahachowin, yesarahachowin, that which the I has made. They, who the I has made. Ante, yesarahachowin. Guter arat, verse 4. Tasbo zend, so, minderno. Tigwabenyawum zend, yesolij, minderno. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Tasbo, tasbo zend, so minderno. Tegovenyawum zend, yesolij, minderno. And the son of man, yesolij, yesolij, and the son of the child of the human being, that thou, the I, male, visitest him. Tegovenyawum zend, yesolij, minderno. What is he? Minderno. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kamela ikte jigat kita sanesho bekvernam bemiskana zoda kalelho. For thou, the I, hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Kamela ikte ijig. The Melaikt, the angels, Kamelaikt, from the angels, Ijig, Ijig, very much a tik-eat, small, tik-eat, lower. Asanesaho, you have caused him to be lesser by a little, very little, very little, very little. Ijig, tik-eat, Kamelaikt, Ijig, tik-eat, Asanesaho, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory
and honor. Bet kubrina, the kubr, the kubr, the glory, the honor, celebration. Bet kubrina, bet kubrina, and inna, and bet miskana, and in praises and thanks and praises. Zod, 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 a crown. Zod, kalelho. You have encircled him. You've encircled him with a crown. You have crowned him. Now, what's interesting right here about this particular verse, and many scholars have gone into this, where in the Hebrew, wat hasarehu mi at me Elohim, yet thou hast made him but little lower than from me Elohim, from Elohim, a little lower, little less than Elohim. This is an obvious reference when we look at this Hebraically to Genesis 1:27, where man is declared to have been created in his own image. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So the Hebrew, Hebraically, is read a little lower, a little less than Elohim. Wat hasarehu me'at me'elohim. Made him a little less than Elohim. Wikavod, wihadar, tiatrehu. Tiatrehu. Have crowned him with kavod, kavod, glory, honor. Wihadar, and honor. Hadar, and honor, and majesty. These are attributes ascribed to Elohim as the supreme king of the universe, the universe, universal king. Meleka ha'olam. We have this in other psalms, Psalm 29, round about verse 1, Psalm 104, round about verse 1, and Psalm 145, round about verse 4, verse 5. He has bestowed them upon man as the king of the terrestrial sphere, the earthly claims. We have this verse here, and in the Septuagint and the Metzav Kedus, it reads a little lower than the angels, which reflects the consequences, right? The consequences of the first disobedience. In the original, we have the Hebrew, a little less than Elohim. Now, because of the fall, seeming fall of man, in some translations we have Kamela Ikta Ijigatik Itas Anesho, Bekavrina, Bemiskana Zoda Kalelaho, Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. The eyes, hand. And the eyes, hand. And the work of thy hand. Upon all the work of thy hand. Shomho. You have madest him to have dominion. The word shomho is the sense of you have appointed him above all the work of the eyes, hand, hulun, and all, hulun, ka'igrochu, betach, igrochu, his feet, ka'igrochu, betach, under his feet, askezahilet, and you have put all things under his feet, kuter sabat, verse 7. Begochnim lamochnim hulu degmom yemidra bedawina in sisoch, all sheep, begochnim and sheep, lamochnim and oxen and cows and cattle, hulu all degmom and also yemidra bedawina in sisoch and also of the earth, the animals, the beasts of the field, the wild animals, yemidra bedawina and sisoch. Kuta cement, verse 8. Yes, mayinim wafoch, ye bahirinim asoch, ye bebahir menget, yemihedunim hulu, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. Yes, mayinim wafoch, yes, mayinim, semai, the heavens and of the heavens. Wafoch, the birds of the sky. Yes, mayinim wafoch, ye bahirinim asoch, and the fish asoch of the bahir of the sea. And whatsoever
passeth through the paths of the seas. Be bahir menged. Be bahir, the bahir, bahir the sea. Be bahir menged. And in the sea way, the way of the sea, yamihe da winim hulu, and all that go, all that proceed, all that go, that pass, go to and fro. The path of the path of the sea. Be bahir menged, yamihe da winim hulu, kuter zetang. Verse 9. Abe to get action. Simith, the midero hulu, ijig, temesegene. O Lord, our Lord, Abe to, I, Father, I, Av, O Father of the bait. Abe to get action, I, and I, Lord, I, and I, get, I, and I, sovereign, get action. Simith, Simith, the eyes, male name, Simith, the midir hulu, in all the earthly plane, in all the earth, the midir hulu, ijega temesegene, very much it is praise, very much it is thanked, very much it is praise, it is excellent, it is praiseworthy, very much in all the earthly plane. Ave to getachin, simith, bemidur hulu, ijig, temesegana, 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 temesegana.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia!
The whole praise is due for
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur Simmons. ለመዘምራን አለቃ በዋሽንት የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ ምስጋናህ በሰማዮች ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና ከሕፃናትና ከሚጠቡ ልጆች አፍ ምስጋናን አዘጋጀህ ስለጠላት ጠላትንና ቂመኛን ለማጥፋት የጣቶችህን ሥራ ሰማዮችን ባየው ጊዜ ጨረቃንና ከዋክብትን አንተ የሰራሃቸው ታስበው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድነው ተጎበኘው ዘንድ የሰው ልጅ ምንድነው ከመላእክት እጅግ ጥቂት አሳነስከው በክብርና በመስጋና ዘውድ ከለልከው በእጆችህም ሥራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾምከው ሁሉን ከእግሮቹ በታች አስገዛህለት በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውን እንስሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ
Some people still searching for this truth here which this reggae music you know bring Christ to them and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of it, and the son of man that thou buildest? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
מזמור חטא לנצח על הגיטית מזמור לדוד. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי אראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו, ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שטה תחת רגליו. צונה ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים, עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, a midrash, a study. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked for the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, hear, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, a midrash, a study. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked for the order of Malachi, Tzedek, a midrash on Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. La menatzeach al hagitit Mizmor leDavid. For him who triumphs, la menatzeach, for the overcomer, la menatzeach, for him who triumphs, al hagitit, at treading the winepress, gitit, al hagitit, la menatzeach, al hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse, the phrase, treading the winepress, al hagitit, is to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, in Joel 4 and 13, put ye in the sickle. For the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle. Put y'all in the sickle. Tread y'all, for the winepress is full. Rav Phinehas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that Elohim will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of grape gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La menatzeach al hagitit mizmor le David. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, at treading the wine press, hagitit, gitit, Mizmor LeDavid, a psalm, a chant of David, by, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon, as is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 51:33. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. The time of harvest shall come for her. By, quote, grape gathering, end quote, is meant the fall of Greece, the fall of the Gracchi, as is said in Zechariah 9:13. For I have bent Judah for me, for I have bent Judah for I have filled the bow with Ephraim against thy sons, O Greece, O Gracchi. By, quote, olive picking, end quote, is meant the fall of Media, as is said in Esther Chadasha, in Esther Astir, in Esther 7 and 10, so they hanged Haman, on the tree by, quote, treading the wine press, end quote, is meant the fall of Edom, the fall of Edom, as is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63 and 3, I have trodden the wine press alone. I have trodden the vine press, all one, alone. In Scripture, you find redemption described by four metaphors. In the Scriptures, you'll find that redemption is described by four metaphors, as a grape gathering, as a harvest, as a pregnant woman, as a woman with child, and as spices. If any of these be taken prematurely, the owners will get no profit from them. Hence, it is written of a harvest in Joel 4:13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. It is written of great gathering in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 49:9-10, when great gatherers come to thee, O Esau, O Esau. Of a pregnant woman, a woman with child, in Micah 5:2, it is written, therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant shall return. And of spices, in Song of Songs, Shir HaShari, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8:14, it is written, make haste, my beloved, for thou, be thou, and be thou like a gazelle, or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. In Joel 4:13, in Joel 4:13, it is written, come, tread ye, for the wine press is full. All the prophets, Navim, Nabiyayim, all the prophets saw the wine press. All the prophets saw the wine press as the symbol of redemption. So the prophet Joel saw it, for he said, put y'all in the sickle. Put ye in the sickle. The wine press is full. So Isaiah saw it. For he said in Isaiah 27:2, in that day, a vineyard of wine, sing y'all to it. So Asaph saw it. For he said in Psalm 81:1, for him who triumphs, Lamanatzeach, Al HaGittit, at treading the wine press, the Gittit, a psalm of Asaph. And so David saw it, for he said, Lamanatzeach, Al HaGittit, Mizmor LeDavid, for him who triumphs at treading the wine press, the Gittit, a psalm, a chant of David, of David. Lam enatzeach al hagitit mizmor le David. Yahuwah Adonenu, madir shemeka v'kol ha'aretz asher tina hodeka al hashemayim. O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, how excellent is thy name, Yahuwah Adonenu, madir shemeka in all the earth v'kol ha'aretz. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory, asher tina hodeka al hashamayi. Rabbi said, we, I and I, find that on three occasions, at the making of man, at the giving of Torah, and at the building of HaMishkan, the tabernacle, HaMelakim, the angels remonstrated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. They remonstrated at the making of man when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to create man. He consulted the angels and said to them, some say, let us make man, in Bereishis, Genesis 1:26. They asked, what is man that thou art mindful, of him? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahanosha ki atizikrenu. Elohim replied, soon you will see Chokmato, his wisdom, his wise mind. And after he created man, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl before the ministering angels and began asking them what the name of each creature was. The ministering angels did not know. Then Elohim said to them, you desire proof of the wisdom of man. As I ask him, he will tell me, tell I, Hashemot, the Shemot, the names. Indeed, he will call out the name of each one. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do then? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl and brought them before man. For it is said in Bereishis, in Genesis 2:19, and out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim assembled, Yitzer, every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Is it not already said in a previous verse, ask Ravaha, Elohim made Wayas, the beast of the earth, after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, in Bereishis, in Genesis 1:25. In what sense then does Scripture use the word Wayitzer? Having said by Wayas in the previous verse that he made, by Wayitzer in this verse, Scripture cannot mean he formed, but he assembled, as in the phrase in Deuteronomy 21:19, the A part of the verse. When thou shalt assemble Tatsor against a city, Deuteronomy 21:19a, having said that Elohim, the true good, the true God, assembled the creatures, Scripture goes on to say that, according to Genesis 2:19, he brought them to the man to see, lirot, what he would call them. Is not everything foreseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He? Yet, the verse says to see, lirot, to see, as if Elohim could not foresee. How then are we to understand, lerot, unless we read it as lareot, to cause to see, lareot, to cause to see? That is, Elohim caused the ministering angels to see seen man's chokmah, man's wisdom. The Hebrew Sophia, chokmah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse? And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Vayitzer Yahweh Elohim min ha'adam kol hayat ha'sadeh ve'et kol of ha'shamayim vayabel ha'adam lir'ot ma yikra lahu ve'kol asher yikra lahu ha'adam nefesh ha'yahu shmo. It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha'adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, and thou, and the I, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shmi? What is my name? What is my name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all. Since the I art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8. Ani Yahuwah hu shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah. Ani Yahuwah hu shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai hu shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, He who be, we be. That is Shemi, my name. Adoni Yahuwahu Shemi. Ani Adonai hu Shemi. I be He who be, who he be. That is Shemi, hu Shemi. By that, Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant that is Shemi, my name. By that, Adam called me, called I. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, Ma Enosh Ki Tiazik Reinu. And yet you say, what is Enosh? That thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai, for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Hadonen, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant, Ribon, Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah, Bashamayim, in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive, and Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For
it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment? Among earthly beings, as it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12. I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, "Why hast thou not taught B'ni, my son, the craft?" The master weaver replied, "This is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, thy son has a finger missing. Yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving?" So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, "HaTorah, the Torah, cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshi. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMetzorah, of the leper. And in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered. And in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has an issue. And in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not come down, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, wrought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed. When the ministering angels rejoiced and said, "Now HaTorah will be restored to us." And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, "Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before I. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, "As accusers, you have always stood between I and Yisrael. And yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together, as it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8? And Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Yisrael, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say, if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk." The angels the angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words. Again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahenosh ki tizikrenu. Rav Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, both deduced this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13. Kings of heavenly hosts cast yidodun, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance. Yidodun, having the same sense as yadu in the verse in Joel 4:3, against me, my people, yadu, they cast lots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3:3, his glory covered the heavens only. But David said to the ministering angels, by your lives, the glory shall be with me. By your lives, the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of Tehillato, his praise, his eyes. The angels replied, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth. As you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148:1, and goes on in the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be bashamayim, in the heavens. Hence, hear, hence, it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimika, the Kol Haaret, Asher Tenaho Deka, Al Hashemayim. O Jehovah, Ayinai Adonia, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipia olalima where yonikima ye sadetaos, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye male ordained strength. Mipia olalima where yonikim ye sadetaos. Consider this verse in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6:1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27:10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean, thou art not to say it is unclean. And of what is unclean, that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden. And of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Here, the word this clearly refers to Torah, of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse, it continues in Proverbs 6:3, go humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. As the verse concludes in Proverbs 6:3, and let thy friend be king, Rechab, over thee. Here the word Rechab pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4, I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6:5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment. The words in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me sureties that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as y'all live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own persons. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt, and he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5:3, Yahweh, Jehovah, made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I and I, who are all of us, all of I and I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, ask, who are those not in debt to thee, to the eye? Elohim, the true good, the true God, answered, infants whereupon Amal Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it, but that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them? They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 2, Anoki Yahweh Elohika, I be he who be, we be the I Elohim. They replied, can, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, can, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance, they replied, can, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah, as is said, Mipi olelim v'yonikim yisadita oz. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. According to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8 and 3, strength oz here means Torah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahweh will give strength to Amo, his people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them. As it is said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself, I self, forget that thy children, bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, olelim, and sucklings, yonikim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength? Yisadita oz. Rabbi and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rabbi said, the word olelim means children old enough to play in the street, as is shown by the verse in Yirmiyahu in Jeremiah 9 and 20, to cut off the children, olal, from the streets. And also by the verse in Lamentation 4, 4b to 5a, the young children, olalim, ask bread. They are desolate in the streets. And the word yonikim means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word olim means embryos still in the womb. As in the verse from Eo from Job 3 and 16, embryos, olim, that never saw light. The word yonkim means infants, just out of the womb. As in the verse from Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked your neck, the breast of my mother. Rav and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as sureties. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav Lewi, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again. The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi ya olalima wiyonkim yisadita oz. Out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lema'ana zoreka lehashabito yeva ua mitanake. The term adversaries, implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the words, because of thine adversaries, lima'an zoreka, Elohim meant, on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah, 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 HaTorah.
Yes, 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 HaTorah, the Torah. Very important reminder here from the Hebrew, Yahuwah, Jehovah is he who be who he be, but Torah is the mother, as we have in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, my son, Beni, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law, the Torah of the mother. Hear.
The Bible, the Torah, and the wicked, I go crumble, Abbe Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them tremble. The Bible, Abbe Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them tremble. The Bible, the Torah, and the wicked, I go crumble, Abbe Bible.
When I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou, the eye, hast ordained. Ki ere shameka ma'ese etzobotecha yareacha wikokabim asher konanata. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, hear the Dalet, Hebraically the Dalet, the fourth verse. When I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka, the moon and the stars, yareach wekokabim, that thou the eye hast ordained, asher konanta. Rav Aibu taught, there are three kinds of men. The first kind says, quote, had I been created to do no more than behold the stars and the heavenly bodies, it would have been enough for me. It would have been enough for I. As is said, when I behold, ki ereh, when I behold, the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained. Yareach wikokabi asher konanta. The second kind of mind says, quote, all that thou, the I, hast given to me, give it to I in the olam haba, in the world to come. The third kind of mind, the slothful laborers, says, quote, Give I now, what is ours, and also what was our father's. As is said, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka. And here, midrash note right here, connected with the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka. Etzaboteka, the work of thy fingers. Here. Midrash note. The three groups are the perfectly righteous who find sufficient reward in merely beholding. Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power's handiwork. The middling people who are willing to wait for their reward so that they may enjoy it in paradise. in the Gan, the garden, the Gan Ba'eden, the garden of delight, and the slothful laborers, quote, end quote, and the slothful laborers who demand here and now not only their own deserts, but those of their fathers, but those of their patriarchs. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi taught, in saying to mankind, according to Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah 23:24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz. Ani malei num Yahuwah. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz. Ani malei num Yahuwah. Saith Jehovah. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he meant, know y'all that the upper worlds and the lower worlds were filled merely by the work of my fingers. Ma'isei etzaboteka. And here, Midrash note, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 19, the 6th section, 19.6. What is man? What is man? That thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ma enosh, ki tizikarenu? What is man? Ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ki tizikarenu? Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the Hay verse, the 5th verse. Ra Berakaya taught, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, was creating his universe, his Einiverse. He sought to show the angels, the excellence of the deeds of Hatzadikim, of the righteous. But the angels said to HaElohim, to HaElohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou rememberest him? Ma enosh kia tizikrenu, uben Adam kia tifakdenu. What is man, ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Kia tizikrenu, and the son of man, uben Adam, that thou thinkest of him? Ki tifakdenu. In saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In saying, ma enosh kia tizikrenu, they were referring to Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, God was mindful of Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham, that Elohim, Hailahim, the power, remembered Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. Elohim was mindful of Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. In saying, and the son of man, that thou rememberest him. Here in the Hay verse, he breaks the 5th verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. He breaks the 5th verse, the B part, the 2nd part of the 5th verse. And the son of man, U ben Adam, that thou rememberest him, ki tifa kedenu, or that thou thinkest of him, ki tifa kedenu. They were referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, who was begotten by HaElohim, HaElohim, by the powers remembering Sarah. As is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord thought of Sarah, and Yahuwah Jehovah thought of Sarah. Vayahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah remembered Sarah. Vayahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah thought of Sarah, in saying that thou makest him less only than Elohim, than Hailahim, than the power, the true good, the true God. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 6th verse. Wata chasrehu me'ata me'elohim. Yet thou, the eye, hast made him but little lower than Elohim. Wata chasrehu me'at me'elohim. That thou, the eye, makest him less only than Elohim. They were referring to Yaakov, to Jacob, who commanded the flocks to bring forth streaked, speckled, and spotted young, as is said, quote, and thus, like this, the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods and brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Hear, 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 from Bereshis, hear, from Genesis, Bereshis, Genesis chapter 30, verse 39. Wayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wateladna hatzona ikudim nikudim uat eluim. And the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Wayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wa teladna hatzona ikudim nikudim utaluim. Thereby proving that Yaakov, that Jacob, was less than Elohim, than the power, the true good, the true God, than Hailahim, only in that he had not the power to put breath, the breath of life, into them. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. Hear, hear, hear today's Psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the wow verse, the vav verse. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar, glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu. They were referring to Moshe, to Moses, to Musa, of whom it is said, quote, Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. U Moshe lo yada'a. That Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. U Moshe lo yada'a ki akarano or panayo bedabro ito. In saying, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm. Mizmorchet, the 8th psalm, here, 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 Hebraically, the 7th verse, the Zion verse, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Tam shileu b'ma'iseya yadecha, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Tam shileu b'ma'iseya yadecha. They were referring to Yehoshua, to Joshua Yasu, who caused the luminaries to stand still by saying, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon, in Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 12. Vayomer le'aynei Yisrael, Shemesh be'giv'ona dom, ve'yareach be'aymeka Ayalon. Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Shemesh be'Gibeon dom. Moon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Moon, and thou moon with Yareach be'Aymeka Ayalon. Shemesh be'Gibeon dom with Yareach be'Aymeka Ayalon. As it is written that, quote, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amada. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amada. Here, here, Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. The sun stood still. Vayodom hashemesh. The sun stood still, and the moon stayed. V'yareach amad. And the moon stood. The moon stood. Vayodom, vayodom. The sun was silent. The sun was dumb. The sun stopped. The sun ceased. Vayodom, vayodom hashemesh. V'yareach, yareach, and the moon, v'yareach amad. And the moon stayed, and the moon stood. In saying, thou, the I, puttest all things, all things. Thou puttest all things under his feet. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Psalm 8, here, Hebraically, the 7th verse. Thou, the I, puttest all things under his feet. Kol shata tachata raglav. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Kol shata tachat raglayo. Kol shata tachata raglayo. They were referring to David. All of whose enemies fell before him. So that he said, even in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 43, then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. V'eshakema ka'afar areta k'tita chutzota edikema erka'e. Full of verse here, 2 Samuel 22, verse 43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad. V'eshakem ka'afar areta. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 8th verse, right here, Mizmor Chet.